in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castile. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, Paul Whiteman and his music, and the Swantet, who open our show with Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. All the best of luck to you. You've been my only gal. What's more, my best pal. Please don't cry. Smile until the clouds go by. Don't kiss me, dear. Just walk away. For I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue. Don't kiss me, dear. Just walk away. For I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue.
And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning at the Burns house, and as George comes downstairs, he sees Gracie about to leave.
Where are you going, Gracie?
Oh, just down to the May Company.
What for?
To buy something.
What?
Oh, it's just a little straw and a feather, maybe a little fruit and a ribbon.
Gracie, you're not going to get another new hat.
How much you want to bet?
Nothing doing. You've got enough hats. I'm lucky if I get one new hat a year.
Oh, but George, you don't need a hat. You're already so handsome and attractive. You have such a beautiful head, and your face has such strength and character that a hat would only hide your tremendous charm.
That, Gracie, is a lot of malarkey.
Yeah, I know. Did it work?
No. Gracie, you're staying home. Just give me the car keys.
All right. Here, they're in my purse.
Let me have it.
Oh, wait, I'll just empty it out on the table.
Okay. Is that all you've got in your purse?
Oh, sure. I hate women who carry a lot of junk around.
Gracie, what's this?
A cowbell.
Where'd you get it?
I found it.
Yeah, but why do you carry it around with you?
Well, someday I might find a cow.
Yeah, some farmer might have a hole in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, here's
cow
a
might
letter
drop out.
I forgot to mail, George.
What'd you say, dear?
I said, here's a letter I forgot to mail. It's a fan letter to my favorite radio star, Mervyn Greenface.
Mervyn Greenface?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Haven't you ever heard the girl who says, give me a package of Beeman's Peps and chewing gum, please?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Greenface is the fellow who gives it to her.
Must get Mervyn's autograph.
It's the postman. You answer it, dear, and I'll look for the key.
No, no, you answer it. That guy drives me crazy when he says, good morning, Mrs. Burns. He sounds like Mussolini must feel.
Well, all right. I'll answer it. Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Why, Mr. Postman, you sound so different today.
Yeah, I feel terrible. I got a hangover.
Oh, you poor man. There's some tomato juice right here on the table.
Well, hurry, Mrs. Burns. I'm sick as a dog. I feel like I'm going to die.
Well, here you are, Mr. Postman. You just drink this down and you'll be a new man.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the way to drink it, every drop. Now, how do you feel, Mr. Postman?
Oh, much better, Mrs. Burns. Now I'm my strong, virile self again.
Oh, I knew that would do it. Well, goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Oh, dear. Here's the mail, a letter for you.
Thanks. Say, it's lucky you didn't take the car out before this notice came. The insurance has lapsed.
Oh, you mean we carry insurance on our automobile?
Of course we do.
Well, that's a wonderful idea. We collect every time the motor dies, huh?
Yes. Look, I'm going down. I better run downtown and take care of the insurance. And I want you to remember, don't touch the car until I get it straightened out.
All right.
Oh, hello, George.
Goodbye, Tootsie.
Gee, Gracie, has George got a chip on his shoulder?
No, that's padding. The tailor tries to make him look healthy.
Well, Gracie, the reason I rushed by, you know that cute little hat you were looking at the May Company?
Yes.
It's been reduced.
No.
Yes. It was $7, and now it's only $6.95.
My goodness, at that price, it'll be snapped up.
Yeah. If you want it, you better drive right down there.
Oh, I can't, Tootsie. George won't let me take the car. You see, our insurance
Hi, Gracie. Hello, Tootsie.
Oh, hi, Bill. Bill, would you drive Tootsie and me down to the May Company?
Well, gee, I'd love to, Gracie, but my car isn't running.
Your car was all right last night, Bill. I saw you parked on that dark street.
Oh, well, sure, I had to park, Gracie. My car got out of whack.
Oh, whack got out of your car, too.
Oh, Gracie, she wasn't a whack. That girl was a woos.
A woos?
Yeah, that's right. WWUS, Women Who Use Swan.
Oh, I see. Wooses.
Yeah.
What about men who use swan? Are they mooses?
No, Gracie, they're geniuses. Because swan is the perfect soap for a man's shower or tub. And, of course, every woman knows that swan's not only a great toilet soap, but it's also the soap for bathing the baby or for doing your dishes and light laundry. Swan is actually four swell soaps in one.
Well, Bill, look, if you'll excuse me, I just have to rush over to the May Company and get a hat. Why don't you and Tootsie stay here and have some fun?
Have fun doing what? That's what I'm afraid of. I'm sorry, girl. I want to see Bubbles at 10 o'clock.
Bubbles? Is that the whoosh you were with last night?
Oh, no. At 10, Mother's going to wash the dishes with Swan, and I want to see Bubbles. Have you ever noticed how fast all-purpose Swan gives you scads of suds? That's why Swan's so swell for dishes or for laundering your fine things. And say, those Swan suds are so mild and baby gentle, they actually give your hands a beauty treatment. Help keep them soft and lovely. Well, I'll see you later, girl.
Oh, wait, Bill. Tonight after dinner, I'm going to be alone.
You said it, Tootsie. Goodbye.
Tootsie, come on. Let's take our car, even if it isn't insured. Nothing can happen. I'm a wonderful driver.
Of course you are.
Why, when I drive down the street, the other drivers pull up on the sidewalk to watch me.
Yeah, I know, but if George said you couldn't drive...
Wait a minute. He didn't say you couldn't drive. Come on.
Okay. Oh, but wait, Gracie. I have one weakness. I just can't back out of a garage.
Oh, I'll back out for you. Come on. Have the same weakness.
This is Paul Whiteman. Walter Donaldson, composer of such hits as My Blue Heaven, comes up with another swell tune, Nevada, and here it is. Thank you.
After wrecking the car, Gracie and Tootsie went back into the house, where they're now trying to figure out some way to soften the blow for George.
Oh, Gracie, George will be furious. He can't help but notice the broken fenders.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't, when he starts to drive, he's almost certain to miss the back wheels.
I know. We can't keep him from seeing what happened, but we might try to take his mind off it.
See, that's a wonderful idea. For instance, I might try to allure him. I could put on a very sheer negligee.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, we might try to frighten him. You could put on the negligee.
Well, what about getting his sympathy? You could act like you were hurt in the crash.
Oh, well, he never believed that. All I got was a tiny bump on the head.
Well, it could be serious. I know a woman who got a little bump on her head and she lost her memory.
Really?
Yes. She didn't know who she was and she couldn't remember anything that happened.
That's very interesting.
Oh, look, Gracie, coming up the steps. It's George.
Well, you slip out the back way, Tootsie. I can
handle it.
Okay. Gracie, I saw the car. I know you did it, so don't try to deny it. Didn't I tell you not to touch that car?
Who are you? Who are you? What are you doing in this house?
I live here.
Then what am I doing in this house?
Pete's sake, what's wrong with you, sweetheart?
How dare you call me sweetheart, stranger?
Stranger? Have you gone crazy?
I don't know. There was a crash. I hit my head. That's all I remember.
You hit your head? And you don't remember me?
I don't even know your name.
Amnesia, that's what it is. Amnesia.
How do you do, Mr. Amnesia?
That's not my name. I'm George Burns. I'm your husband.
You're my husband?
Yes.
Oh, please.
This is awful. Look, isn't there something about me that's familiar?
No, and there better not be, stranger.
You've got to snap out of this. Here, why don't you take a look in this mirror?
My, what a beautiful girl. Who is she?
That's you.
Oh, flatterer.
Please, Gracie, try to remember who you are. Wait, I've got it. I'll bring in somebody you're bound to recognize. Oh, Herman. Oh, Herman. Gracie, look. This is your little boy. Your son. What's the matter?
He looks like a duck.
He is a duck. And you're his mother.
Oh, that's silly. I don't know who I am, but I do know I've never laid an egg.
This is awful. Herman, say something to your mama. Doesn't that bring back anything to you, Gracie? Don't you remember how you always protected him when I got sore? Don't you remember how you always kept me from serving him for dinner?
No, I don't.
Your mother has lost her memory, Herman. Try talking to her just once more.
Sorry, but I've never seen him before.
Oh, the poor little thing. Well, don't worry, Herman. After all, you've still got me. Well, I asked for it. Look, Gracie, just sit down here and rest. I'll go and call a doctor.
Oh, Herman. Herman, it's just a game, darling. I know who you are. Well, of course. You're Mama's precious little ducky, and Mama loves you better than anything in the whole world. You see, I'm just pretending I lost my memory so Daddy won't be mad at me. I wrecked his car.
I called the doctor. Hey, you're laughing together. Gracie, your memory is back. Now, about the car.
Who are you?
You stay here, darling. I'll answer it.
Greetings, friend Burns.
Oh, beat it, Q-Ball. I've got enough trouble already.
One moment, my dear sir. Recently, I borrowed from you the sum of $5. And when I told you I'd repay you today, you laughed.
I certainly did.
Well, I am now in a position to bring more laughter into your life. I need another $5.
going broke. Will you get out of here? Didn't I tell you I've had enough trouble? My wife has amnesia.
No. Lost her memory, eh? Oh, the pity of it. And to think that only yesterday she borrowed $5 from me.
That's a lie.
Oh, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Look, Bolingbroke, why don't you go in and talk to Gracie? If you can bring back her memory, I'll give you $50.
50 crisp verdant dollars? Where is she?
Right in that room.
I shall call you the moment success crowns me efforts. Oh, lovely lady, I greet you. I am here...
Oh, hello, Mr. Bolingbroke.
You remember who I am?
Well, of course.
Veritably, my face is my fortune.
Oh, friend Barnes.
Yes?
I'll trouble you for the $50, me good sir. The patient is completely cured.
Gracie!
Who are you?
Cueball, what are you trying to pull here?
But she knew me a moment ago. Please, leave me alone with her again.
Okay, but I'm warning you. Don't pull another phony.
Dead. $50 slipping through my fingers. Please, my dear, just relax. Try to think.
About what, Mr. Bolingbroke?
You've got it again.
I always had it.
Burns, Burns, come in here. Speak, sir.
Gracie.
Who are you?
Get out of here, you kid.
If you've got the jitters, here's Jimmy Cash with some good advice. Don't worry.
Okay, Jimmy.
Smile that same old smile and don't worry, even though the skies are gray. Beyond the dark horizon, a rainbow's all aglow. The one we had our eyes on a little while ago. So dream that same old dream and don't worry. Someday every dream comes true. And when we're far apart, don't worry, I'll save that same old love for you. So dream that same old dream and don't worry, someday every dream.
Well, the psychiatrist finally arrived and is now talking to George about Gracie's amnesia.
Now, Mr. Burns, if we can just stimulate your wife's memory, perhaps we can effect a cure. Tell me, what did she do before she was married?
We were in vaudeville together.
Ah, that may be it. Can you remember your old act?
Why, sure. I'd come out alone at the opening and I'd sing, How do, Mr. and Mrs. Audience? It is now my time to perform, and I'll present to you a little review in style, originality, and form.
Then Gracie would come out.
Rather risky after a thing like that, wasn't it?
Why, it was great. And then we'd tell a few jokes. I'd say to her, what's the easiest way to raise corned beef and cabbage? And she'd say, with a knife and fork, and the audience would die.
Suicide, no doubt. Well, at any rate, I think we're on the right track. Now go into your wife's room and go right into your opening number. It may bring her memory back as suddenly as she lost it.
Swell, Doc. Gee, I hope it works. How do, Mr. and Mrs. Audience? It is now my time to perform, and I'll present to you a little review in style, originality, and form. Well?
Who are you?
I'm your husband. Don't you remember our old vaudeville days? Don't you remember that we got married while we were playing Poughkeepsie?
Oh, you must have the wrong girl. I don't know how to play Poughkeepsie.
Gracie, I'm talking about the stage. Don't you remember that your father sent you to dramatic school at the age of 8?
My, I had a young father, didn't I?
Gracie, what's the easiest way to raise corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, well, now you're just being silly.
I used to ask you that on the stage, and you'd say with a knife and fork.
Why would I say a thing like that?
To make the people laugh.
I bet it didn't work.
Well, I give up. I'll be back in a little while.
Any luck, Mr. Burns?
None at all. She keeps asking me who I am. She doesn't even know I'm her husband.
Possibly you could recall her honeymoon to her. If you could make her remember those glorious 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or whatever it was.
Doc, we were in vaudeville. It was a half a day.
Oh, I see. Well, no matter. That's something a woman always remembers, even if it's only subconsciously. You've got to bring that honeymoon back.
Okay, I'll try. Gracie, I want you to think very hard. Does the Hotel St. Elmo mean anything to you?
The Hotel St. Elmo?
Yes.
A little hotel in a small town?
Yes.
Red carpeting on the stairs?
Yes, yes.
Room 206?
That's right, that's right.
A man. I remember a man.
That's it, that's it.
Who are you?
Oh, Gracie, don't you remember? I was the man in your hotel room.
You were?
Yes. Ouch.
Well, next time don't get so fresh.
This is murder. It's no use, Doc. The honeymoon didn't work either.
Well, don't give up, Mr. Burns. There must be a way. Do any members of her family live here?
No, but here's an album full of their pictures.
Good. Take it into her and let her look at them.
Okay. Gracie, I've got some pictures to show you. Look, here's your sister Bessie.
Oh, I like her. What a sweet, shy, old-fashioned girl.
Yes.
And I like the sailor whose lap she's sitting on.
Yes.
And I like the marine who's sitting on her lap.
Yes. Do you remember?
No.
Well, here's a picture of your brother Willie's grammar school graduation class. He's the one on the end of the front row.
Oh, my, doesn't he stand out? The rest of the class is just ordinary, but he looks so distinguished with his cigar and gray hair.
Great kid. Remember him?
No.
But you must remember, they're your brother and sister.
Well, how do I know they are?
Because I told you so.
Who are you?
Oh, what's the use? Well, Doc, that one. Oh, hello, Bill.
Hey, George, what's the trouble? What's the doctor doing here?
Oh, Gracie's got amnesia. She bumped her head that made her forget that I'm her husband.
Well, let her alone, George. If you cure her, she'll only hit herself on the head again.
Bill, this is serious.
Really? Oh, well, don't worry, George. I'll bring Gracie's memory back. I'll just mention Swan and remind her it's the new white floating soap that's 4 swell soaps in one. The soap for dishes, for light laundry, for hands and face, and for bathing the baby. Purer than finest Castiles, too. I'll bring her memory back.
You seem quite confident, young man. Are you a psychiatrist?
Am I a psychiatrist?
Mayo brother?
No, Lever brothers.
Oh.
Come on, George. Hi, Gracie.
Well, hello, good-looking. Say, I'll bet the girls are crazy about you.
And you thought she wouldn't know me.
I'm still not convinced.
Go ahead, Gracie. Tell them about Swan soap.
What's that?
What's that? Oh, Gracie. Listen, what's white and floats and is swell for bathing the baby?
A big fat nurse?
No, Gracie, it's Swan. Swan's wonderful for bathing the baby because it's so mild and sudsy. And if it's so mild and gentle, it's kind to a baby's tender skin. Then Swan's great for anybody's hands and face, tub or shower. Now, do you remember Swan?
Uh-uh.
Gracie, I know what'll bring it back to you. You must remember this.
A kiss is still a kiss?
No. Swan breaks in two with a twist of the wrist so you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and light laundry and half in the bathroom for your hands and face.
Oh, I like the other song better.
Oh, this is terrible. Gracie, I can understand you forgetting who you're married to. I can understand you forgetting your friends. But how can you forget that glorious white stuff you wash with?
this is driving me nuts. Can't you remember anything?
Just something about a car and somebody who was going to be mad at me, that's all.
Who cares about the car? If you got your memory back, you could wreck a dozen cars.
Pardon me, Mr. Burns, but this lad came to the door with a parcel for your wife.
Yeah, it's a hat from the May Company. Miss Sagwell had it sent out to Mrs. Burns.
Well, look, my wife's not well, son. She doesn't remember anything about a hat, so take it back.
Oh, wait, wait! I think my memory's coming back.
Aha! We found the formula, Mr. Burns. It's the hat.
Yes. Yes, it all comes back to me now. I'm Gracie and you're George. You're my darling husband and I love you.
The memory's back. Well, hallelujah. All right, son, you can take the hat back to the storehouse.
Take it back?
Kiss me, Gracie.
Who are you?
I think I see. When the hat leaves, the memory goes with it. Son, bring that hat back again.
Oh, yes. Yes, my memory's coming back again. You're my husband and I love you. Pay him for my hat, George.
Who are you?
Huh?
What am I doing here?
You live here, sweetheart.
How dare you call me sweetheart, stranger?
Oh, yeah. George and Gracie will be right back. Meanwhile, I'm going to stick my chin out. Remind some of you girls that it's a bit silly to spend a fortune for high-priced toilet soaps and fancy packages when you can buy Swan instead. Just try Swan for your hands and face, for your bath. Remember, doctors recommend Swan for babies, so you know Swan must be mild and gentle. And when it comes to loads of creamy, smooth lather, Swan will give you all you need and then some. So why not help yourself to a beautiful complexion and save money doing it? Buy Swan, the soap that's purer than finest Castile's. A great buy anytime, an even greater buy in wartime. Well, here they are again, George and Gracie.
Well, folks, this ends our season. This is our last show.
Yes, now we're going out to play some army camp. But I'll be back on the air again for Swan in 8 weeks.
And I'll be with you, Gracie.
Who are you?
Mervyn Greenface. Good night.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie, inviting you to tune into your CBS station when we return to the air on August 31st. Meantime, we'd like to wish you a very pleasant summer. Don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, every Friday night over another network. Now, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.